Navy Secretary Ray Mabus has announced a series of overhauls to the Navy and Marine Corps personnel system. He says it needs more flexibility to meet the demands of the 21st century workforce. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the changes will impact everything from how service members are promoted to physical fitness tests, even military uniforms.
Some of the changes Mabus announced on Wednesday are within the department's power to implement unilaterally, but some would require congressional approval. Of the initiatives in that latter category, perhaps the most significant shift would be an end to the military's current up-or-out approach to promoting its officers. Mabus says officers should move to the next rank based on merit, not just because it's their turn. So, the department is drafting legislation that would do away with year group management entirely.
We will emphasize broader milestone achievement as the foundation for promotion eligibility. Doing this increases competition and opportunity, allowing the best to rise to the top, regardless of when they were commissioned. As a long-term solution, we're drafting a legislative proposal for fiscal year 17 to eliminate officer management by year group. This allows those who aren't ready for promotion to continue to serve in the same pay grade longer, or for those who are ready to advance through the system faster. A golden path of inflexible career wickets and year groups and promotion zones aren't going to determine your success any longer. Your performance will decide your timeline for promotion and for leadership assignment.
Similar changes are coming as soon as this year for the Navy's enlisted sailors. The service will significantly expand and rename a program that lets commanders select their best performing members for accelerated promotion. The new Meritorious Advancement Program, Mabus says, will also incorporate more input from the junior officer department heads and division officers who work with those sailors most directly.
In terms of picking out meritorious sailors, now the CO will be the one that makes the final decision on who to promote, but you should have a larger say in which one you're sailing. You also should have a larger say in which ones you separate that aren't doing the job.
Mabus says to stay competitive with private industry, the Navy and Marine Corps also need to give members more control over how and when they serve. So, the department will propose legislation that would double maternity leave to 12 weeks, allow many more new sailors and Marines to go to a graduate school immediately after graduation from the Naval Academy, and significantly expand a pilot program that lets members take detours from military service for short stints in the private sector. Currently, the career intermission program is limited to 40 officers per year. The proposal would extend that to 400.
The concept was a success for a few officers you may have heard of. Porter, Nimitz, and Amos. Each one of those took leave from the service to broaden their leadership skills and to learn primarily from industry. Having mastered your warfare specialty, there may come a time when you want to broaden your professional experience, which is why we will partner with Fortune 500 CEOs to create the Secretary of the Navy Industry Tour. Starting this fall, commanders will have the authority to send their best qualified officers to work at America's top firms. When these officers return to the fleet, they'll bring industry's best practices with them.
The Navy's also asking Congress for permission to change its bonus system so that extra cash incentives can be given to narrowly targeted specialties that are in high demand, rather than across entire career fields.
By granting department leaders the flexibility to match pay incentives with individual skill set and talent levels, we can better compensate and better retain officers and enlisted.
Among the initiatives that don't require legislative action, several reflect Mabus's view that many of the military's rigid standards no longer make sense for a 21st century workforce. He says the Navy and Marine Corps would continue to demand physical fitness, but they'll change the way they measure it. The current physical readiness test, currently administered twice a year, is mostly based on body mass index.
First, we take, measure your neck, measure your waist, and if you're out of spec there, you don't get to take the PRT. That doesn't seem to make much sense. We're going to try to extent we can, and we may have to ask for a waiver on some of this. The Air Force has already gotten a waiver on a lot of this. We're going to go to measuring your waist first, and because that's a much better determinant than body mass index, the ratio. But even if you don't meet it, you're still gonna take the PRT. We're also gonna do spot checks. I don't want people training for the test. You know, you ought to see the Pentagon right before PRTs. I mean, people are out running a whole lot more than they are the rest of the time. We're going to do some spot checks. We're just going to show up and say, you know, today's your day.
Those readiness tests determine whether a sailor or a Marine is eligible to continue military service in any capacity. But Mavis also said he would ensure that the additional standards required to enter specialized fields within the Navy Department are fair and gender agnostic. All of the military services are already required to begin opening all of their specialties to women by the end of this year, unless they can offer a good reason not to do so. Mavis says his working assumption is that all of them should be open.
My notion is you set up gender-neutral standards. If you pass, you pass. I don't care what shape you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you come from. If you pass the standards, if you meet the standards, you can do whatever job that is in the Marine. Now, for SEALs, for example, 80% of men can't pass. Keep the standards. Do not lower standards in any regard. Do not lower readiness. Do not lower fighting ability.
And more generally, Mavis says the Navy and Marine Corps need more women in their ranks, not for reasons of political correctness, but because the composition of the military ought to look more like the country it serves than it does today. The Navy Department has already made some inroads toward recruiting more women. The Academy class that graduated last year was 25% female. By comparison, women make up just 16% of the Navy officers who are currently serving. In the Marine Corps, it's 6%. Mavis says he also wants gender neutrality to be reflected in the clothing service members wear every day. So he's ordered both the Navy and Marine Corps to transition away from different uniforms for different sexes, noting that the Army has already done so for many of its uniforms. The Navy will introduce the new gender-neutral uniforms at the Naval Academy's graduation ceremony next week.
In the Navy and Marine Corps, we're trending toward uniforms that don't divide us as male or female, but rather unite us as sailors and Marines. We've conducted a thorough review, and both services have already initiated the transition. The Naval Academy is about leadership, and commencements are about new beginnings. So there's no better venue to debut the future of the Navy and Marine Corps in multiple contexts, to the fleet, to the Corps, and to America. So I look forward to seeing next week, not male and female officer candidates, but new United States Naval and Marine Corps officers.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.